Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cook You Wanna Be Everyday Recipes to Impress is a modern cookbook by chef and food writer Andy Baragany. Known for his work as a Bon Appetit senior food editor and for developing widely shared, flavor-driven recipes, rather than presenting a rigid set of rules, the book aims to help home cooks define and develop a personal cooking style through a mix of practical technique, strong opinions about what makes food taste good, and a wide range of everyday dishes designed to feel special. The recipe collection emphasizes bold, contemporary flavors with clear through lines and affection for vegetables. Bright acidity from citrus and vinegars, generous herbs, and savory depth from well-chosen pantry ingredients. Alongside the recipes, Baragany includes essay-like guidance that explains how to think about seasoning and timing, so results feel restaurant-worthy without being overly fussy. The overall purpose is confidence-building, encouraging readers to cook more instinctually, riff responsibly, and make food that reliably impresses on both weeknights and celebratory nights. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, developing a personal cooking style, not just following recipes. A central idea of the book is that becoming a better cook is less about collecting more recipes and more about learning how to cook with intention. Baragany frames the kitchen as a place where you can discover preferences and patterns, then build a style that is recognizably yours. That approach shows up in the way recipes are written and discussed. They are meant to be cooked, learned from, and adapted, not treated as untouchable formulas. The book encourages readers to pay attention to what they crave, what ingredients they naturally reach for, and what techniques make them feel most confident. Over time, those choices become a personal signature, whether that means a love of herbs, a tendency toward bright acidic finishes, or an interest in deeply savory flavors. This mindset also helps reduce anxiety around improvisation. When you understand why a dish works, you can make smart substitutions based on what is available or what fits your mood. The point is not to abandon structure, but to use recipes as training wheels that build judgment. For home cooks who feel stuck repeating the same meals, the book positions style as a practical tool, a way to make everyday cooking feel more creative, more consistent, and more satisfying. Secondly, maximum flavor with minimal fuss through technique and timing, the cook you want. The book repeatedly emphasizes that impressive food does not require complicated restaurant workflows. Instead, Baragany focuses on small, high-impact moves that change outcomes when to salt, how to build layers of seasoning, and how to use heat to create depth. His essays and recipe headnotes highlight lessons that many home cooks either skip or do inconsistently, such as seasoning proteins in advance, when appropriate, or paying attention to how browning and caramelization create savoriness. The value of this approach is that it makes weeknight cooking feel more reliable. Rather than adding extra steps for their own sake, the book pushes for the steps that matter most, then trims the rest. You see this in the overall promise of restaurant-worthy results that are still achievable at home, especially for readers who cook after work or with limited bandwidth. The techniques are presented as transferable skills. Once you learn them in one recipe, you can apply them elsewhere, improving meals even when you are not cooking directly from the book. This topic also underscores confidence. When a cook understands the logic behind salting, searing, roasting, or finishing with acidity, they can recover from mistakes and adjust midstream. That is a practical definition of becoming a more instinctual cook. Thirdly, Persian influence and a global contemporary pantry. Baragany is Iranian-American, and his Persian heritage is an important thread running through the book, both in flavor preferences and in specific dishes he highlights. Rather than presenting the cookbook as strictly traditional, he integrates that influence into a broader, contemporary cooking vocabulary shaped by travel and professional kitchens. The result is a collection that feels international in spirit while still unified by recognizable priorities, abundant herbs, balanced seasoning, and an appreciation for tangy, bright notes. A clear example of this grounding is his enthusiasm for kuku sabzi, a Persian herb-rich egg dish that he promotes as a must-cook. Beyond any single recipe, the Persian influence is visible in the way herbs are treated as a foundation instead of a garnish, and in the frequent use of ingredients that bring tartness or fragrance. At the same time, the book is comfortable with a modern pantry that many readers associate with current home cooking umami boosters, fermented or briny elements, and sauces or condiments that deliver depth quickly. For readers, this combination broadens the idea of what everyday cooking can be. It offers pathways into new flavors without requiring an entirely unfamiliar shopping list, and it models how to honor heritage while still cooking with flexibility and a sense of personal taste. Fourthly, vegetable-forward cooking that still feels indulgent. One of the book's defining pleasures is how it treats vegetables as central, craveable dishes rather than obligatory sides. Baragany is often described as a vegetable lover, and the recipes reflect that through roasting, caramelization, assertive seasoning, and bold sauces that make produce feel satisfying. The goal is not to make vegetables virtuous, but to make them delicious and memorable, using the same attention that many cooks reserve for meat or seafood. This approach is especially useful for home cooks who want more plant-heavy meals without sacrificing excitement. Techniques like deep browning, charring, or pairing vegetables with rich fats and punchy spices help create a sense of indulgence. Recipes that have been widely praised by readers include preparations such as caramelized sweet potatoes with browned butter and harissa, which illustrates how heat, fat, and spice can transform a familiar ingredient. The book also shows how to use herbs and acidity to keep vegetable dishes lively. Bright finishes and crunchy textures prevent richness from feeling heavy, which helps these meals work across seasons. Practically, this topic supports better everyday cooking because vegetables are affordable, adaptable, and easy to vary based on what looks good at the market. The cookbook makes a strong case that impressive dinners often start with produce and a smart set of flavor-building habits. Lastly, cooking for real-life weeknights, condiments, and meals to impress. While the title promises everyday recipes, the book is designed to cover a spectrum of situations fast meals, components that improve multiple dishes, and show stopping plates for guests. That range matters because it reflects how people actually cook. Some nights call for speed and minimal cleanup, while others invite a bit more effort and presentation. Barragany supports both by offering recipes that feel special without demanding professional equipment or all-day preparation. Condiments and flavor-building extras are an important part of this ecosystem. The book highlights the usefulness of having sauces, dressings, or punchy toppings that can turn simple ingredients into a finished meal. This approach reduces labor over time. You put in focused effort once, then use the results to elevate quick lunches, salads, grains, or proteins throughout the week. The entertaining angle is equally practical. Many recipes are built to deliver a strong payoff, meaning they taste complex and look restaurant-worthy while remaining approachable for home cooks. Dishes that have been singled out by reviewers, such as sticky spicy basil shrimp or tangy pomegranate chicken, signal the kinds of bold flavors the book favors when you want to impress. Overall, the book treats weeknight cooking and guest-worthy cooking as connected skills. If you learn to season, balance, and finish dishes well, you can scale from casual to celebratory with confidence. In conclusion, The Cook You Wanna Be is best suited to home cooks who want their food to taste more vivid and intentional. That whether they consider themselves beginners looking for clear guidance or confident cooks looking for new direction, readers who love vegetables, bright acidic flavors, generous herbs, and savory depth will likely connect immediately, and anyone who followed Barragany through food media will recognize his direct, opinionated teaching style. The practical benefit of the book is skill building. It aims to make readers more reliable at seasoning, timing, and layering flavor so they can cook well even when improvising. The intellectual benefit is a stronger framework for personal taste, encouraging cooks to identify what they value and to cook in ways that reflect that. What helps the book stand out in a crowded modern cookbook category is its blend of three things: a strong authorial voice, technique-oriented teaching that remains accessible, and recipes designed for real schedules without surrendering to blandness. Many cookbooks either lean heavily on aspiration or on convenience. This one tries to keep both in view by offering restaurant-worthy results through manageable steps. It also distinguishes itself through the way it weaves Persian influence into a broader contemporary pantry, showing how heritage, travel, and everyday practicality can coexist in a single, coherent approach to home cooking. If you would like to support Andy Barragany, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.